Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1732, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, to get Allen in a good humor. Burke said, "Tell Allen that the detectives and Dorsey will all be down and out and we will be up. So don't be afraid on their account and make an affidavit." I left Atlanta on April 2, 1914 and arrived at Chicago on April 3 days. I went to the office of Thos Dames Detective Agency in Chicago in the Transportation Building. I met there Aaron Allen. Allen told me that Burns's crowd had arrested him in Indianapolis and had brought him to Chicago. Allen furthermore stated that he had consumption and was nearly dead and had been in a hospital about 6 months in Indianapolis. Allen came into Burns's private office and there I talked to him alone. Allen told me he was not in the cell with Conley at all and did not know Jim Conley and never spoke to Jim Conley in his life. Allen further said that no detective had ever spoken to him about Jim Conley until he was approached sometime recently in Indianapolis, IND, by one of Burns's men. I talked with Allen 2 hours, and after my talk with Allen, I personally reported to W.J. Burns that Allen said he didn't know anything at all about the matters that Burke had instructed me to ask him about, and that he didn't know Conley, and that he had never talked to any detectives about Conley except at Indianapolis. Burns, throwing his hands out to one side, said to me, "Well, why did he leave Atlanta?" I said to him, "Allen tells me that he left Atlanta of his own free will and accord." Burns replied, "Well, where did he get hold of $300? I said, "Allen tells me that he got that money selling whiskey and running a gambling house." Burns said, "He is a goddamn lie and just loyal to the police, and he is afraid that if he goes back there, they will jump on him." Then Burns said, "Go on back and talk to him again. You can make him come across." I told Burns that I was hungry and was going out to get a lunch, and I then left and was gone about an hour and a half. When I got back to Burns's office after lunch, I found Allen looked in a little room in the rear of a larger room on the door of which was printed, "Fire Escape." In the room where I found Allen was a large cage, which one of Burns's Negro detectives showed me could be set up in a very short while, made to resemble a cage in a jail. I talked to Allen in this room. Allen on this second visit told me, "Mr. Inman, I will make that affidavit, but it will be a lie." I told Allen I didn't want him to make this affidavit unless it...